the Underground Collision in Las Vegas, Nevada, and we are actually here at the Zappos headquarters, which is super cool. Yes. And I'm here with Sarah Cook. Sarah, how are you?
I'm excellent. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. Doing all right. Thanks for asking. It hasn't even started yet. I was about to ask you, hey, how's it going? But it hasn't started yet. But it's going to start. And you are actually in a session called Be Smarter Than We Look. What's that all about? Other than being smarter than we look.
Well, you know how some people look really stupid? I think the primary idea is the value of thought leadership for credit unions mm-hmm. and credit union leaders. Whether Randy, who is my counterpart, Randy Carnes.
From this is the count. This is the count. Point counterpoint. Yes.
Randy, who says that thought leadership is scaring the heck out of people and causing credit union leaders to just give up, throw in the towel. And I have no doubt that happens. But my counterpoint is that pull up your big girl pants and let's go. I think it's really important to take, of course you want to look out on the horizon and listen to what the thought leaders are saying. Mm-hmm. But as a credit union leader, it's your job to synthesize all that information, figure out what's relevant to your field of membership, your members, mm-hmm. your institution, prioritize those, and then itty bitty incremental steps to make them happen. Right. So that, when you look at the little steps, it's not as overwhelming. I'm an off again, on again runner. And, I was kind of built for endurance more so than speed. And one of the things that I like to do, especially if I'm running up a hill or something, is I look at the little pebbles in the asphalt. And it makes me feel like I'm going super speedy.
The same thing.
Staring way the hell out front.
I do the same thing.
Because that's forever off. Every little step, every little pebble. That's what counts.
Well, that kind of reminds me of all the credit unions. They're all on this digital transformation journey right now. And it can be a very overwhelming, daunting task if you look at it as a whole. But like you say, if you take little chunks or little pebbles and one step at a time, it's not that, it is a big deal, but it's not that big a deal if you're taking it at these little chunks, right?
Exactly. And, a lot of what I hear from people who are going through that process, and fortunately some of them who are almost through that process or at least comfortable where they are setting right now, is it's a 5-year, 3 to 5 year process.
Oh, at least.
At least. Yeah. So, again, taking that end date that's going to be your goal and working backwards to break it up into little chunks and making, taking the strategic, making tactical steps out of that and taking those little teeny steps every day, whether it's, efficiencies in the background, building your data warehouse, whatever it is, to get in place. And I think one of the things that's really important to recognize for digital transformation as well is your field of membership. How much is appropriate for your field of membership? The credit union where I serve on the board, APL Federal Credit Union, we serve the Applied Physics Lab of Johns Hopkins in Howard County. And so that was our primary membership. We now serve all of Howard County, but it's still a very high-tech area. So digital transformation
they're gonna want that.
A lot more important to my credit union, for example, with all the engineers that work in the lab, versus another credit union that might be more, for example, agricultural focused. So it's different for everybody, but in every step, in every case, there's little steps along the way, break it into small bites and get her done.
Well, yeah, that was going to be my next point is the bottom line here is get off the fence and get going. Start taking, no matter what it is, whether it's your digital transformation or a new lending application or whatever, get off the couch and get moving because, there's other people out there, other fintechs out there that are nipping at our heels and might take that business. So you gotta keep moving forward.
Absolutely, it's funny you say get off the couch. I was talking about running earlier and I used the Couch to 5K app. And so yeah, you do start, it breaks it up for you. And of course, with credit unions, you can always use an outside vendor, third party, consultant, whoever, to do that kind of work for you to help break it up into the smaller chunks so that eventually, I never thought I'd be running 2 miles at a time right now.
It's hard.
But yeah.
But it gets easier. But it gets,
great shape, so
well, running's a whole nother matter for this kid. But, we try.
but yeah, so having somebody else even come in, take an outsider, third party look, and see, objectively where those breaks are, or look at, you know, where should you be based on who your fielder membership is and what products you offer and what products you really want to focus on that are important for your membership. So.
Indeed. I think that's the bottom line again. All right. What do you want the audience to go home with after you guys do your point counterpoint?
I would like them to go home from a conference and do something. I think that's the point. The overall purpose of the Underground is to bring a collection of thought leaders together, talk about what's going on in the industry, take back little bits, and not necessarily little bits, but take back something that you can do at your credit union. It's not like the industry has to have digital transformation. It does, but that happens one credit union at a time. And that's the sort of strategic influence that the Underground Collision and Community are hoping to implement.
Indeed. All right, great message to end on, Sarah. Thank you so much. Have fun up on stage. Can't wait for the point counterpoint with Randy up there. It's going to be, that'll be fun in itself. Yeah, it's going down, ladies and gentlemen. All right, thank you so much, Sarah. Well done, Sarah Cook, everybody.